morning. I did not get a I didn't have bad dreams watching the MTV Awards last night. I was worried that it would put so much evil in my mind that I wouldn't be able to sleep good. But I did okay. Taylor Swift, she didn't make it out of there alive either. She got picked, and the New York Post had her up early. Apparently, the camera caught her with an expletive in her mouth as One Direction was up on stage, and they caught that and have posted it on YouTube. You know, that's not her image of potty mouth, and she had a little potty mouth when her ex was up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
NSYNC only performed for 110 seconds, but I think the little girls were glad to get any seconds from that, and certainly left everybody wanting more, that is for sure. Miley Cyrus, she upstaged Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga only went up there in her underwear at one point. What can you say about Miley? Miley bumping, grinded her way on stage for about 10 minutes. It was lewd, it was nasty, it was skanky, her hair looked bad. It was just, any way you looked at it, was the one of the weirdest performances ever at MTV, and that's saying a lot. If you can out-weird everybody that's been on MTV, you've done some weirdness indeed. Taylor Swift and Jennifer Lopez performed together Saturday night in Los Angeles. J-Lo came and did Jenny on the Block, which I don't even think she did that anymore. Linda Ronstadt, who would have been a country artist in the day if we were crossing them over, but now she's not able to sing at all. She can't sing a note. Parkinson's disease has taken her ability to sing away.
Oh, no.
The 11-time Grammy winner can't sing because of Parkinson's disease. Says no matter how much you try, you can't. She's using a wheelchair to travel, poles to walk. She said it happened about 8 years ago, started to. It's hard to diagnose, but she was completely shocked and never would have guessed in a million years. 30 studio albums, 21 songs in the top 40, 10 making it into the top 10.
And one of the strongest voices I've ever heard.
Yeah, she would have been, if they had ever had a girl singer in the Eagles, she certainly would have been the lead vocalist.
Amen to that.
Foxborough, Massachusetts, where Kenny Chesney played this weekend, they had cooler weather, so it wasn't one of those hot, steamy nights. Beer sales were down. Only 81 people were arrested on Saturday night, and only 30 had to go to the hospital.
Jeez.
58 were arrested criminal offenses on Friday, 72 taken into protected custody, about the same were transported to the hospital. Anywhere else, that would be a headline. In Massachusetts, they party hard.
Yeah.
Stadium. And Stephen Moyer, he plays the vampire Bill Compton on the wildly popular HBO show True Blood. He will be Carrie Underwood's co-star in The Sound of Music coming December the 5th to NBC.
Can he sing?
Apparently. He did the Billy Flynn part in Chicago at the Chicago play in Hollywood. So
very cool.
He must can.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
Thank you.